neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
By Torah al Dushat, that the two names was picked. For the first one, it was named Esav. And then the second one was called Yaakov. So for the first one, it says, Vayireu Shemo Esav. So that means everybody participate to name him Esav. It says in a plural form. But Yaakov, it's stated in the singular form. Then the question is, what is exactly that means? How come for Esav, it says in plural form? And for Yaakov, it says in singular.
Borolam determines the name of the Balad.
Right, so the question is, why Yaakov, it says in a singular form, for the Esav, it says in plural form.
What do you mean singular or plural? Which term?
It says in Yaakov's name, it says in a singular form. That means one called him Yaakov.
One called him.
Yeah, there's only one person involved. But for Esav, it says Vayireu.
Because Yaakov was holding the Esav leg.
No, Yaakov says singular. More fried. John?
Was named by people around.
Right, so that's the question. Why? Why one, there's a majority that approved the name for Yaakov? It's only one authority.
Who are the people?
So that's what we're trying to find out.
Hashem and the Malachim all agreed Yaakov should be Yaakov.
Okay. No, we you know, we're just starting preschool in the surface. It's too high for us. So right here, Rashi Kedosh, as you studied Rashi last week in the Parasha, explains that Yaakov Avinu was named, one idea is by Yitzchak, and the other idea is by Ribono Shel Olam. So that means there was one authority was involved to name Yaakov. And then Esav, everybody, when he was born, they agreed that his name should be Esav. Why? Because this...
Really everybody?
Everybody.
Where?
All the family, friends, neighbors, everybody. Everybody.
It's like when his father gave Berachot to Yaakov, there was nothing left, so just left over for him. So
no, this is just the beginning. We have a long way to go. No, this is just the beginning. So now...
They had a breed or not?
Yes, yes.
So they waited till the breed, so all the kids were there?
Yeah, that's usually, you know... No, same, exactly the same. So now, here, Esav condition, as the Midrash explains, that when he was born, he looked like a 30-year-old man, which is condensed. It's a little baby, but as far as you look at him, he had the impression of 30-year-old man. So that's why he was hairy and, you know, reddish and so. So that's why the name represents Esav, Lashon Asui. It's already complete. There's no more room to grow. The baby, it's already done. Ekev means, what does it mean, Ekev? Ekev means heel, right? And also Persian is Agab, that means Ekev. And also, means Aqibat. So now, one thing that it's very important lesson that many times we trick ourselves and we trick other people. That means, obviously, when you do research for, like, let's say, to find a plumber. So how do you find a plumber? Yes, people. Yes, people.
Nowadays you go to Google.
No, that's what it is. There's a lot of people there. So you ask, what do you think of him? Has he done work for you? Is he reliable? So now, the more people, they approve him, so that means he has a profile that is reliable. Make sense?
Yes.
Any type of selecting, like let's say people go to the market, and there are 100 types of cereal there, or noodles. Which one you take?
The one that was advertised the most.
Which one you take? The one... John?
The top shit.
Yeah? No, the study has shown that...
The one is less.
The one that is, has more hole in the shelf, is empty.
Yeah.
So that means if there's not as many left, so that means people like it. So it's a good one. So you go by what people chose. But if it's nice and clean and top to the beginning of the shelf, so you say, nobody likes this, so nobody took it. So now here, everybody called Esav Esav. But one called Yaakov Yaakov. Why? Because the only one, and only one, that knows who you are about is who?
Yerushalayim.
Hashem. Whatever people say, whatever people flatter you, whatever that you see in the resume, it's all nonsense. Nonsense. Whatever that the people talk about, whatever people, you know, advertise, it does not mean nothing. So that's one important lesson that we see one person called Yaakov. Why? Because he's the only one that knows who you are all about. So now, what's the difference between Yaakov and Esav? We can learn from the names. And that can be very, very, very useful for the rest of your life at Ma'avestim. And that is, Yaakov's essence is, he does not jump to his decision. He thinks of Arabat. That's what Erev means. Yaakov means Arabat. Esav means? Esav means, this is it. What are you talking about? I want to say something? What do I say? He did something wrong? I have to tell him. It doesn't make sense? I have to put it in the palm of his hand. So here, that's what the Esav is all about. Why? Because there is nothing else. That's it. This is it. You want to say it? Say it. You want to express yourself? Say it. This is Esav. But Yaakov said, no. If I say, what's going to happen? If I jump and get out of control, what's going to be? So the difference between Yaakov and Esav is one thinks, predicts, how's it going to be? How's it going to be? What's going to happen? But here we think, no, I want to show him, I want to say, I want to do it. And that's what Esav is all about. Yaakov thinks about Arabat, so he has Arabat. Esav, no, this is it, it's Asui, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. What do you want to say? What do you want to say? I know what you're going to say. No. That's it. Finished. And that makes your life turn to Gan Eden or the other way around. Yeah. And that's the difference between Erev, that we need to think what the outcome is going to be, or Asur. So everybody has his Yaakov, and everybody has his Esav. And it's up to you to make a choice, and Hashem is like, yes, I cannot to make a right choice.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.